亲节快乐。
I'm wondering, have you sent your mother's gift yet?
你们有送母亲礼物吗？
Or have you prepared to send your mother, who is still here, a gift and a card or some very special thing?
母亲还健在的话，有没有准备送母亲母亲节卡跟母亲节的礼物
？I heard of a story about a young man. He especially want to send a very special gift to his mother.
我听说有一个年轻人要送给他母亲一个很特别的礼物。
And he went to a pet shop and saw a very expensive talking bird.
他到一个宠物店，看到一个很贵的鸟，会讲话的鸟。
And this bird was so unusual, it can whistle amazing grace.
这只鸟非常厉害，它可以用口哨来吹奇异恩典。
And then, also, this bird could quote Psalm 23.
而且它还可以引用诗篇二十三。
It was very unusual bird, but it cost $30,000.
这个鸟很特别，但是要30,000块。
And this young man said, "Oh, that's okay. I got money." So he bought it and asked the shopkeeper to help him send the bird to his mom.
所以他说好，那我还是决定买了，反正我有钱，所以他要那个宠物店把这个鸟送给他妈妈。
And on Mother's Day, then he called his mother.
所以母亲节的时候打电话给妈妈。
He said, "Mother, how did you like the bird I sent you?"
你喜欢我送给你的鸟吗？
And she said it was delicious.
妈妈说很好吃。
味道很好，说。So we should be more careful when we send the gift to mom.
所以我们送母亲给礼送母亲礼物的时候要小心一点。
And well, of course, we often ask why is mother so important?
我们常问母亲为什么这么重要呢？
And one teacher asked her student, the second grader, the following question.
有一个老师问二年级的学生
，and say, "Why did God make mothers?"
上帝为什么要创造母亲
？Oh, the best answer, the most of them answers, mostly mothers to clean the house.To help us out of there where we're getting burned. Get born.
所以就是说，没有母亲的话，我们就不会诞生。然后母亲是打扫房间的。
And then the teacher asked them, "Who's the boss at your house?"
老师又问，那你们家里是谁做主呢
？And the top answer was, "I guess mom is, but only because she has a lot more to do than dad."
最常见的答案当然是妈妈，因为妈妈要做的事情比爸爸多多了。
And then the third question, why does your mom do, what does your mom do in her spare time?
第三个问题，母亲在闲暇的时候做些什么事情
？The top answer was mothers don't do spare time.
最常见的是母亲没有休闲的时间。
And then the teacher asked, what would it take to make your mom perfect?
你要怎么样让你的母亲是完美的
？The top answer was on the inside, she's already perfect.
最常见的就是母亲内在已经是完美的。
Well, outside, I think some kind of plastic surgery.
外在的话，有的时候靠整形手术。
And then, why did your mom marry your dad?
为什么你母亲嫁给你父亲
？The top answer was.She got too old to do anything else with him.
最常见的是因为她太老了，只有嫁给爸爸的份。
And then my grandma said that mom didn't have her thinking cap on.
然后就是我祖母说，我妈妈没有好好考虑，所以就嫁给我爸爸。
These are just the kids' answer.
这个就是二年级学生的答案。
But of course, the best answer, I think, why God made mom is that God made her to show the love of God.
但是我觉得最好的答案，上帝为什么创造母亲，就是要我们从母亲的身上来学习上帝对我们的爱。
If we want to know what really love is, the love of God, look at our mother.
我们要了解上帝对我们的爱，只要看我们自己的母亲。
And how she sacrificed for us and gave herself for us.
母亲为我们牺牲很多。
How she took all her time and efforts and energy and devotion to raise us up.
花很多时间精力把我们养大。
And Abraham Lincoln said, "No man is poor who has a godly mother."
没有一个人是贫穷的，只要他们有爱上帝的母亲。
And George Washington said, "All I am, I owe it to my mother."
华盛顿说，我有今天完全是我母，完全是因为我母亲。
The Bible is full of great mothers.
圣经里头有很多伟大的母亲的榜样。
And you remember Hannah, the mother of Samuel.
所以你们记得先知撒母耳的母亲。
You remember Sarah, the mother of Isaac and Ishmael.
以撒跟以斯玛利的母亲。
And you remember Rebecca, the mother of Jacob.
还有雅各的母亲。
And you remember Rachel, the mother of Joseph.
还有约瑟的母亲。
And then, do you know the name of Moses' mother?
你们还记得摩西的母亲呢？
Jochebed, 约基别。
约喜别。
And then, she risked her life. She actually just gave her life to the son just to protect Moses when he was a baby.
所以当摩西还是婴儿的时候，他牺牲自己的生命来保护他。
And these were mighty women of faith.
这些都是伟大有信仰的母亲。
They were champions. They raised up champions for God.
他们为上帝牧养未来的冠军。
Remember Timothy's mother and grandmother, Lois and Eunice.
提摩太的母亲跟祖母。
They gave him the faith so that he could be the great man of God in the Bible.
让他能够有信仰来为上帝服务。
And today, who we are is because of our mother.
我们今天完全是靠母亲把我们的教养。
And you remember Jesus himself had the great examples.
耶稣本身也是一个很好的榜样。
When he was hanging on the cross.
当他在十字架被钉死
When he was about to lose his breath,
当他奄奄一息的时候
And he turned to see his mother and say to her, look at your son. That is John, the Apostle John.
所以在他要死的时候，他回头跟他的使徒约翰说，看你的母亲。
In other words, Jesus wanted John, the best loved disciple, to take care of his mother.
他就是要他最爱的门徒约翰来照顾他的母亲。
I did went to go to Ephesus to see the little house that legend said that was John's house for the mother of Jesus, Mary.
所以就是以弗所书，你就可以看到使徒约翰怎么样照顾耶稣的母亲。
And so we do need to do our best to take care of our mother.
所以我们应该尽最好的来照顾我们自己的母亲。
And then the best is to learn from her how to love people.
特别是向母亲，从母亲身上学习怎么去爱。
Why is mother so great?
为什么母亲那么伟大
？The Apostle Paul gave us some examples.
使徒保罗给我们一些例子。
So why let us all read from the book of Thessalonians?
让我们一起读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
And let's read from here how the examples of how a mother take care of us.
让我们学习母亲怎么样爱我们的例子。
And let us read just this whole passage together in Chinese first.
让我们一起读中文。
请。
我们
做基
督
的使徒，
虽
然可
以
叫
人尊
重，
却
没
有
向
你们
或向
别
人
求荣
耀，
只
在
你
们
中
间
存
心温
柔，
如同母亲濡养自己的孩
子。
我们
既
是这样
爱
你
们，
不但
愿
意将神
的
福音
给
你
们，
连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因
你们
是我们所疼爱的弟兄们。你
们
纪念
我们
的
辛
苦劳
碌，
昼
夜
做
工，传神的
福
音
给你
们，免得叫你们一人受累。
Now let us read the
English.
Nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, even though as apostles of Christ we might have asserted our authority, but we proved to be gentle among you.
As
a
nursing
mother
tenderly
cares
for her
own
children,
having so
fond
an affection
for
you,
we
were well pleased
to
impart to
you
not
only
the gospel
of God,
but also
our
own
lives,
because
you
have
become
very
dear
to
us.
For
you
recall,
brethren,
our
labor
and
hardship,
our working
night
and
day,
so as not
to
be a burden
to
any
of
you.
We
proclaim
to you
the gospel
of
God. Now, the whole context of this gospel, passage by Paul is that I try to serve you people like a mother serving her children.
这所有经文的意义就是保罗说我怎么服侍你，就像母亲怎么样来服侍她的儿女。
Now, of course, because of mother's love.
当然是因为母亲爱我们。
Now, what kind of love will the mother give to her children?
母亲把怎样的爱给她的子女？
Well, first of all, you can see that the mother do not seek self-glory.
母亲不求自己的荣耀。
Now, of course, this is a Mother's Day. Everybody honor mother.
当然，这是母亲节，我们每个人都是把母亲放第一。
But in our life, most of our mother do not try to be a good mother because people praise her or people give her a lot of gifts and a lot of good stuff and good fame and glory.
母亲不是为了别人给我们的名誉或者是给她礼物才来做好的母亲。
Notice the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 to 5, what it says.
哥林多前书十三章第四章第五节第四节第五节。
Is it the love of which I speak is slow to lose patience? It looks for a way of being constructive. It is not possessive. It is neither anxious to impress, nor does it cherish inflated idea of its own importance.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处。
Now, love does not boast of itself.
爱不求自己的益处，不自夸。
Does not seek people how good I am and how I want you to praise me.
不是说我多棒，要你们来赞美我。
Now, our mothers are that way.
所有的母亲都是这个样子。
She loved her children.
她爱她的子女。
More than herself.
甚至比爱自己还要更甚。
She seeks the glory of the children.
她希望子女成功。
Lot more than seek the glory for herself.
不在乎自己能不能得到。
That is real love.
这才是真正的爱。
And then not only that, notice the second thing that what.Paul emphasizes that I was gentle to be with you.
使徒保罗而且说我是很温柔的来牧养你们。
Now, we can go back and see that passage again. The Bible says, but we proved to be gentle among you as a nursing mother tenderly care for her own children.
只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的小孩。
Now this is the mother's love.
这就是母亲的爱。
To build up the children.
增加子女的信心。
Just that we ourselves as Christians need to learn from our mother how to build up others.
基督徒也应该像母亲一样，怎么样来增加别的信徒的信心。
Not only to build up our own children.
不单单只是增加自己子女的信心。
As Christians, we learn from Paul how we care for others and build up others to be the disciples of Jesus.
使徒保罗教我们也要怎么样来让别的基督徒增长。
If we want the church to grow and people come back to our church.
我们想教会增长。
Then we must learn to be gentle.
所以我们一定要学习温柔。
To build up others.
来增加别人的信心。
In other words, we will be like a mother treating the children. That's the way that we look at others without looking down upon them and think of the best for them, and we do our best to help them to grow.
就像母亲希望自己的小孩成长，不断的耐心温柔的教导，我们对别的人也应该这样。
When we help other Christians to grow, then we will remember to be gentle like mothers.
所以我们希望别的基督徒增长的话，也应该要像母亲一样的温柔。
Now, the Bible says in Proverbs 15:1,
箴言十五第一节，
It said, a gentle answer turn away wrath, but a harsh word stir up anger.
回答柔和使怒消退，言语暴力触动怒气。
Because gentleness can resolve conflict.
因为柔和的话可以让愤怒消退。
And when people are angry,
当脾气不好的时候，
especially today in our environment in America, people are angry all the time.
现在在美国好像每个人看起来都是满腔怒火。
You look at the presidential campaign.
就像总统竞选。
Now, those supposed to be running for president, they are angry with each other, right?
这些竞选人好像互相都
They yell and curse and terrible words they say.
怒气冲冲，讲的话都很难听。
How are you going to build up the nations?
这样你怎么能够让国家增长呢？
We need gentleness in this world.
我们需要温柔。
And especially in our church.
特别是在教会里头。
And I'm talking to all of us, including myself.
这是指每个人，我自己也是一样。
If we want to build up other Christians, we must learn how to smile, how to be nice, how to be gentle and tender toward people who come to church.
所以我们希望教会增长的话，我们应该对充满笑容、温柔。
If we don't care people, we don't even talk with them. We don't care. We do our own thing. We eat our own meal. We do our own thing. We sit there. Don't talk to nobody. You're not going to build up your church.
就像我们要跟其他的朋友交通一样，要不然的话，教会不会增长。
And of course, there's some people are angry sometimes.
当然，有的时候难免会有生气的时候。
We need to do our best to be gentle in answering them.
但是就算他们生气，我们回答也要尽量温柔。
And also gentleness is persuasive.
如果你温柔的话，就更有说服力。
The Bible in Proverbs 25:15 says, "Through patience, a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone."
恒常忍耐可以劝动君王，柔和的舌头能折断骨头。
In other words, if we learn to talk nice, we may persuade people to come to church.
如果我们讲话温柔的话，可以劝别人来我们的教会。
We need to learn how to talk.
所以我们要学习怎么样好好讲话。
Not just to express ourselves.
并不是只是把你的意见表示出来。
How we can convince other people that they need Jesus.
要怎么样来说服别人？我们都需要耶稣。
And like a mother,
就像母亲一样。
She's always nice and calm. Then she can tame her children. She can help her husband.
就像母亲老是温柔有耐心，可以劝服子女跟丈夫。
And also we find that gentleness is precious and beautiful.
温柔是宝贵和美丽的。
And the apostle Peter told his congregation, close yourself instead with the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God.
所以使徒彼得教导要以温柔、娴静等永不褪色的内在美为装饰，这是上帝所看重的。
Now, of course, he was speaking specially to women.
当然，他这是特别对女性来说的。
But on the other hand, also we would notice that gentleness does produce a quiet beauty from inside.
因为温柔的话就会有内在美。
Not only for women.
不单单只是对女性。
But also for men too.
男性也是一样的。
And we need to ask God to give us this kind of a beauty.
所以我们都需要这样的美丽。
And then we will be able to bring people to Jesus.
这样我们才能领人信主。
Just like the mothers in the house, the wife in the house, and show her beauty at home by being gentle.
就像母亲在家里显示她的内在美，温柔。
And ladies today should not learn from those in the media. Those from the talk show, those from the so-called feminists, they just want to be tough and they want to fight. And you think they will win the world? I don't think so.
所以事实上我们要特别小心，就是女性主义真的能赢得所有世界上面的人的同意吗？
Now, I'm not saying that women should not be paid the same money, you know, salary as men, we should.
我同意应该是同工同酬。
But we don't fight just, you know, for fight's sake, and then we just have friction with men and create the gender split, and then men and women, we always don't like each other. That's terrible. Is that what America should be?
但是不应该不断的跟男的就是在争，就是一路这样子争吵的。
We men ought to learn gentleness also.
我们男人也应该学习温柔。
And then also we know that gentleness would earn respect.
温柔是会被尊敬的。
The proverb says, "A woman of gentle grace gets respect."
娴熟的女子得到尊荣。
Now.We sometimes don't get respect from others.
我们有的时候觉得不被尊敬。
And therefore we're angry.
所以我们就会觉得心里不平，生气。
We don't get respect from our children, so we are angry.
有的时候子女不尊重我们，所以我们也会生气。
We don't get respect from our relatives, so we are angry.
有的时候亲戚不尊重我们，我们也会生气。
Let's turn that to learn gentleness.
但是我们要从这个上面来学习温柔。
You and I learn to be gentle, then others will see the inner quality that we have. What kind of a man and woman you are.
所以如果说我们温柔的话，不管是男是女，大家都可以看到我们的内在。
And then also gentleness would come from the Holy Spirit.
因为温柔是圣灵的果子。
Yeah, we know that not all of us can be gentle all the time.
我们知道我们每个人不见得能够永远保持温柔。
Sometimes because of our background, we're just not gentle. We're not born gentle, especially men.
有的时候背景就是不温柔，特别是男的，总是脾气比较大。
How can we have the gentleness like the mother, like the ladies?
所以我们怎么样能够像母亲那样温柔，像女士那样温柔？
Or how can a mother learn to be more gentle in this tough world?
特别是现在的母亲，怎么样能够在现在这个世界当中学习温柔？
May I ask you and I pray to Holy Spirit, ask God to give us gentleness.
让我们祷告，圣灵带给我们温柔。
That's very important.
这是非常重要的。
Have you ever prayed for that?
你有这样祷告过吗？
It's very, very important.
这是非常重要的。
May God help you and I to pray, Lord, give me the fruit of the Spirit.
让我们向上祷告，让我们能够有圣灵的果子。
I can promise you, guarantee you, when you do pray that, you will see your life change.
我可以保证，你如果这样祷告的话，你的生命会改变。
But some of you say, well, my husband did that, not me. My husband, my children need to learn that.
但是有的时候是我先生，我小孩需要，我不需要。
Then I believe you should pray for them.
但是你可以为他们祷告。
Bring them to the Lord.
带他们信主。
And the mother's greatest job is to help the children to become a man of faith.
母亲最重要的就是让子女成为有信仰。
And then he will become gentle as he follows Jesus.
这样他们看耶稣的榜样就会变得温柔。
And then we can express our gentleness in our life.
这样我们的生活里头就可以表现出温柔。
Jesus said, "Come after me, follow me. I am." Gentle and humble.
遵照我的例子，因为我是温柔跟谦虚的。
And I will give you rest.
我会让你心里有平静。
So we need to learn from Jesus to be gentle and humble.
所以我们需要学习耶稣温柔跟谦卑。
Finally, we learn from the Apostle Paul. He says, "Mothers, I learn from this mother. I treat you like mother because I'm willing to give myself to you."
使徒保罗说，我像母亲一样，因为我也愿意为你们舍身。
Yeah, look at the Bible said clearly. In Thessalonians chapter 2, it says that I don't even mind. I will give my life.For you, my own life, I wouldn't mind. I will give it to you.
因为我愿意为你们舍命。
Yeah, this is the kind of attitude that Apostle Paul has for Christians.
这是使徒保罗的态度。
But you say, well, I'm not Apostle Paul.
但是你说我不是使徒保罗。
Why should I be like him?
我为什么要像他把自己的性命愿意给你们
？The standard is too high.
这个标准太高了。
No, it's not.
这不是这么高。
Look at what the Apostle John said in First John 3:16.
看使徒保罗在约翰一书里头教导我们。
Shall we all read together this passage in Chinese, please?
让我们一起读中文。
主
为
我
们舍
命，
我们从
此
就
知道
何
为
爱，我们也
当
为弟兄
舍
命。
English,
this is how
we
know what
love
is.Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters.
Now, we ought to. That's a command by the Bible.
这是诫命，我们应该为弟兄舍命。
It's not something that, we have to do, we don't have to do. It's not a suggestion.
这并不是建议，这是一个诫命。
It's not like watching TV commercial.Oh, this is good. I take it. This is no good. I don't take it.
不像说你看电视，你可以觉得说好不好。
You must love others by laying down yourselves.
我们必须爱弟兄姐妹，为弟兄舍命。
Now that means to be able to give yourself up for the sake of others.
有的时候为别人，宁可自己舍。
That means to lay down yourself. That's what it means.
就是自己要牺牲自己。
And you put people out.
来成全别人。
Now that is what love is in the Bible.
这是圣经里头教导的爱。
And not only we love God, we love each other, one another.
我们不但爱主，我们也彼此相爱。
To the point of like a mother who gives her life for the children.
就像母亲愿意为子女舍命一样。
That's what Paul, Apostle Paul said.
这是使徒保罗的教导。
And brother, sister, today we would want to ask God to help us have this kind of love.
所以今天我们向上帝祷告，希望我们能有这样的爱。
One time, a daughter asked her mom, "Mom, I saw you have a couple white hair. How did your white hair come?" You know, the daughter is very young, small.
有一个小女儿问妈妈，你为什么会有白头发？
And the mother said, "Well, that's because when you do something wrong, then I have one white hair."
因为你做错事情的时候，我的白头发就会长出来。
You see here, there's three, four white hair, three, four things you did wrong.
你看见没有？这三四数就是你做错的三四件事情。
And this little mother, this little girl also asked a second question.
这个小女儿又问第二个问题。
Mom, how come grandma is all white hair?
为什么祖母满头白发？
You know, mother does get white hair.
母亲会长白头发的。
Because of her burden.
因为负担太重。
Because of the care for the children.
因为她抚养子女。
She doesn't care for herself sometimes. She all her mind and thoughts, how do I help my children?
全心全意都放在子女身上，完全没想到自己。
Sometimes even to give her own life for the sake of the child.
甚至愿意为子女舍命。
In Second World War, there's a famous story about a family called Rosenberg who were captured by the Nazi in the concentration camp.
二次大战，一个 Rosenberg 家庭，被纳粹放到集中营。
This family have grandpa and grandma, and then the dad and mom, and then two boys, and of course the wife.
全家祖父祖母跟两个儿子。
And in the concentration camp.What they do, the Nazi did was that if you don't have enough strength, you're weak, then you go to be burned, you die.
纳粹集中营就是说，你如果说没有办法做工的话，你就会去就被烧死。
So every day they have to go work hard and then come back have a very meager meal.
所以每天都工作很辛苦，然后吃的很少。
One day, the father come back from hard work.
有一天，父亲做工回来。
He look for his family.
他看他的找他的家人。
Oh, finally, he find David. Oh, why are you here crying by yourself?
他看见儿子单独在那边哭。
And where is your mother?
你的母亲呢？
And here is how David answered.His dad.
这是他儿子大卫向父亲的回答。
He says, "My brother, you know, don't have good health."
因为我兄弟的身体不好。
And so this morning, he was taken out by the soldiers to be killed.
所以今天早上士兵来把他带去处死。
And at that time.My brother cried.
那个时候，我的弟兄就开始哭。
He cried so hard.
他哭得很厉害。
And my mom go to comfort him.
妈妈去安慰他。
And my mom said, "Let me hold your hand, my son."
让我牵你的手。
I will go with you.
我会跟你一起去。
So you don't have to cry.
所以你就不必害怕。
That's how mother sacrificed for their son.
这是母亲为子女的牺牲。
Now, we know mother's love so much.
我们知道母亲的爱。
And we want to learn from mother's love.
我们要向母亲的爱来学习。
Not only to love her back.
不单单是要回报母亲。
But also learn.From God, that we would love each other the same way.
也要从上帝学习，我们要彼此相爱。
And today, if you're not a Christian yet,
如果今天你还不是基督徒
，Remember, Jesus did die for you.
记得耶稣为你舍身。
He gave himself for you.
为你在十字架上
More than any person, he loves you the most.
他是最爱你的人。
Would you give yourself to God?
所以你愿意把自己献身给上帝吗？
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
We can come here today to express our appreciation to you and to our mother.
我们今天可以来这边向你表示谢意，跟母亲向母亲谢意。
Some of our mothers have passed away and gone.
有些人的母亲已经不在了。
And we know you'll take good care of them.
我知道你会在天堂好好的照顾他们。
Now while we are on earth,
当我们在世上的。
We will help each other to honor mothers.
我们彼此可以向母亲献上感谢。
And we would remember how our mother sacrificed for us.
记得母亲如何为我们牺牲。
And all those things that how she just devoted herself for each of us.
为我们做许许多多的事情。
We thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
Today we can be what we are because of our mother.
我们今天能够存在都是因为母亲的关系。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢主。
And we want to pray, Lord, that some brother, sister, or friends or here still have not been baptized yet and have not accepted Jesus yet.
我们为一些还没有受洗或者是还没有接受主的弟兄们祷告。
We pray that today they will also accept Jesus.
希望他们今天能够接受耶稣。
So they can also learn Jesus' love.
让他们也能够学习耶稣的爱。
And accept Jesus' love in their life.
接受耶稣在他们生命里头的爱。
Because Jesus forgives them.
因为耶稣饶恕所有的人。
Because Jesus just put them as priority.In his life.
因为耶稣把每个人都放在最重要的地位。
Oh, we thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祈祷奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.